degrees in Nashville at 7:04, and it's only going to get hotter. We are expecting a high in the upper 90s, a heat index as high as 110 or 111 today. So, yes, we are still under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee today. Well, good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News. A Tennessee state senator sanctioned for protesting redistricting is taking the issue to court. Lawyers for Senator Charlene Oliver, a Democrat who represents Nashville at the State House, sent a letter to Senate leadership arguing that the sanctions against her are unconstitutional. During the redistricting debate, Oliver stood on her desk holding a banner that read, "No Jim Crow 2.0. In response, outgoing Senate Speaker Randy McNally stripped her of a committee appointment and denied her payment and reimbursement for legislative work and conferences done outside of the regular session. Oliver's lawyers argue that the sanctions, along with refusing to record Oliver's no vote, infringe on her constituents' rights to representation. A spokesperson for McNally says Oliver had the chance to vote and correct the record on the day of, calling both her protest and potential legal action, quote, performative. The judge who oversees Nashville's human trafficking court is pushing to expand the program to other parts of the state. On our midday show, This is Nashville, Anna Escobar says as a new judge in 2018, she was handed the city's struggling diversion program that helps human trafficking survivors. And that, she says, was quite an education.
I laugh at what I used to know compared to what I know now. I fell into the myth of, you know, you're walking around and, you know, you get kidnapped in a white van. I fell into the myth that it happened overseas. But it is here in our city, just in plain sight.
More often, Escobar says, young women are trafficked by a family member or lured through social media by what are known as Romeo pimps. In the process, they're charged with associated drug crimes, theft, and robbery. The program, now called Athena's Court, offers leniency for charges in exchange for joining the two-year program. Escobar has been working to get state recognition for the diversion model so other counties can adopt it. Well, Metro has unveiled $100 million worth of capital transit projects. These include construction of the Donaldson Transit Center, continued planning for Gallatin and Nolensville Pike transformations, installation of new traffic signals on Wedgwood Avenue, Edge Hill Avenue, Gallatin, and Hillsborough Pike, new buses, plus a handful of new sidewalks citywide. These projects are all part of Metro's Choose How You Move program. They're funded by the sales tax increase approved by voters in 2024 that goes directly to transit. It's the second round of Choose How You Move capital investments. Last October, Metro committed $104 million for a round of transit upgrades. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.